Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, this is Inside the District. It's Tuesday, April 30th, 2024. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening. Breaking news. It's one of the biggest days of the year in the Broadway calendar. Nominations for the 77th Annual Tony Awards have been announced. Leading the pack are the Alicia Keys coming-of-age story Hell's Kitchen and the acclaimed recording studio play Stereophonic, with 13 nominations apiece. Stereophonic, written by David Adjmi, just became the most nominated play in Tony history. The Outsiders, based on the seminal young adult novel by S.E. Hinton, garnered 12 nods, including its lead actor Brody Grant, who plays Ponyboy Curtis, as well as two featured performers, Joshua Boone as Dallas Winston and Sky Lakota Lynch as Johnny Cade. The starry revival of Cabaret was right behind them with 9 nominations, including lead performers Eddie Redmayne and Gail Rankin as the MC and Sally Bowles, as well as featured performers Stephen Skybell and Bebe Neuwirth as Air Schultz and Fraulein Schneider. Rounding up all of this year's major categories, the eclectic nominees for Best Musical are Hell's Kitchen, Illinois, an impressionistic ballet set to the music of Sufjan Stevens, The Outsiders, Suffs, which dramatizes the 7 years leading up to the passing of the 19th Amendment, and Water for Elephants, a Depression-era circus spectacle. For Best Play, it was a great showing for the nonprofit Manhattan Theater Club, who had all 3 of their Broadway tenants this season nominated in the category. Zsa Zsa's African Hair Braiding, Prayer for the French Republic, and Mary Jane were all recognized. They are joined by Mother Play and Stereophonic. Making up Best Revival of a Musical are Cabaret, Merrily We Roll Along, a critical and audience darling, Gutenberg the Musical, which concluded its limited engagement in January, and Tommy. And for Best Revival of a Play, the nominees are Appropriate, An Enemy of the People, and Pearly Victorious. The 77th Annual Tony Awards take place on Sunday, June 16th, from the David H. Koch Theater at Lincoln Center, hosted by Ariana DeBose. Tune in at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, on your local CBS station. And finally, today, the latest Broadway grosses were just published for the week ending April 28th. It was a very strong week for most of Broadway, even before the Tony nominations were announced this morning. Cumulative gross shot up 8%, with total attendance taking a 3% leap. Kimberly Akimbo played its final Broadway performance on the 28th at the Booth Theater. In the final week of its Tony-winning 18-month run, it made over 625,000 and played to 83% capacity audiences. Today's leading nominees all put up solid numbers. Hell's Kitchen made nearly $1.3 million at the Schubert Theater, while Stereophonic took in over $540,000 at the John Golden Theater, a decent amount for a small play. The Outsiders put over $920,000 in their bank at the Bernard B. Jacobs. The revivals of Cabaret and The Wiz both cracked the top 5 grossers last week, despite the latter being completely shut out of the Tony nominations. In its first week on Broadway, Illinois grossed nearly $730,000, playing to 91% capacity audiences at the St. James Theater. Next week will be the first week we will see the effect that today's Tony nominations will have on Broadway's box office, but it seems like all signs are pointing to a very active season of summer tourism. Half of Broadway's 36 shows last week made over a million, while 25 of them played to 90% full houses. And that's Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.